Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones. What's that? Crew is in my ear with something here. Oh, you have an early Christmas gift for me. Oh my gosh. Wow. Look at this. I got an early Christmas present right here. Oh, just open it right now? Okay. All right. This is really a surprise. I have no idea what's going on here. Oh my gosh. Oh! Yes! It's an Epstein shirt. It's an Epstein didn't hang himself shirt. Oh my gosh. Look at this. Thank you guys. Oh, yes. How did you guys know that I wanted one? How did you guys know? Wow. It's the Christmas lights are a lot like Epstein. They don't hang themselves shirt from InfoWarsStore.com. I swear. How did you guys know I wanted one of these? How did you know I wanted to wear this to my family Thanksgiving and Christmas and tell them all about how the mainstream news was covering up the child sex networks run by Jeffrey Epstein, how he was an FBI informant. How did you know I wanted to wear this out during the Christmas season to get people's attention to the cover-up of the Epstein murder? How did you guys know? How did you know I wanted to troll going out, doing Christmas shopping, going out during the Christmas holidays? How did you know I wanted to wear this shirt? How did you know I wanted this? Christmas lights are a lot like Epstein. They don't hang themselves. Wow, you guys are the best. I can't believe it. How did it fit perfectly? This is incredible. You guys even know my size. Wow. Well, this is just amazing. So there it is. Let me get a look at that, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Epstein shirt from InfoWarsStore.com. If you've got a goofy Christmas sweater party coming up, this is the one. So, wow, I'm telling you, I'm totally surprised right now. The crew surprised me with this Christmas gift. I was not expecting it. How did you know I wanted this shirt? Wow, this is the best. So now I can wear it to Thanksgiving dinner. This is great, guys. Thank you so much. I couldn't have asked for a better Christmas gift, honestly, from the crew. I don't know why you guys decided to come through like this early for me. The fit is perfect. Because obviously I never take my jacket off. I never take my suit and tie off. So you guys knew that. So it fits. Wow. Just you guys are the best. So, hey, guys. Wow. I'm just so happy. So if you want to deliver this kind of happiness to your friends and family over the holiday season, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Christmas lights are a lot like Epstein. They don't hang themselves t-shirt. There it is right there. It's already got nothing but 5-star reviews. But, man, I'm excited. I'm going to wear this now to Thanksgiving. I'm going to wear it out during the Christmas holidays when I go Christmas shopping to my family Christmas. And they'll say, hey, what's on that T-shirt? What's that guy with the Christmas lights all around his neck? Oh, that's just Epstein. You know, he's a lot like Christmas lights. He doesn't hang himself. And then maybe they'll ask, well, what is that? Epstein? Who? Why? What? Oh, yeah, just this industrial-level child sex trafficker. You know, ran the pedophile island, the Lolita Express. Yeah, mainstream news covered it up. He was an FBI informant. Oh, yeah, big story. Bill Clinton used to hang out with him all the time. Other people, Prince Andrew was just ousted from the royal family, basically disowned for his involvement with Epstein. Yeah, they covered it up. And then he got murdered in jail, and they said that he hung himself, but he didn't. And so now you know. All because I wore this T-shirt. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I can't thank the crew enough. That's just great. You guys are the best for delivering this Christmas gift to me here early, too. Early. That's awesome. So, hey, you can give an early Christmas gift. You can give an early Christmas gift over the Thanksgiving holiday. The Epstein didn't kill himself shirt from InfoWarsStore.com. Well, I can't thank the crew enough. You guys are the best. It's my size. It fits perfectly over my jacket and tie that I never take off. So just thank you guys so much. The F Epstein shirt, only at InfoWarsStore.com. You saw how happy I was. I was elated. So you can give that elation over the holiday season with the Epstein Didn't Hang Himself t-shirt from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste. And it doesn't compete with Super Blue, that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
With only 346 days left to the 2020 historic election, there is still time for President Trump and the American people to act, but not much. President Trump and his campaign head, Parscales, have come out, as everybody knows, the last 24 hours, and said that Google and other big tech companies are engaged in concerted voter suppression, and that is exactly what they're doing, a massive form of election fraud. Now, remember, Professor Epstein, and we'll play some clips coming up in a moment, testified to Congress this year that in the 2018 election, just doing basic sampling, he was able to show how Google could easily block 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 million people from voting simply by not sending election updates and reminders to people that are conservative in their algorithm. And Google admits they can do that. And here's the news. They are doing it. So when Twitter came out 2 weeks ago under orders from Hillary and said, we're not going to take political advertising, that is only going to target Republicans because the Democrats have thousands of front groups through Facebook, Twitter, and any other platforms that call themselves news that Soros and others are funding that put out 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute, 5 minute, 10 minute special reports that are really political advertising. That's why they always want to ban major political donations, because that's going to shut down conservatives who actually buy ads and who don't control the media. We have to buy access. Nationalists have to buy access to the system. So when Twitter came out and said no political advertising, that means we're not going to take Trump political advertising, Republican political advertising. There's been a major political realignment, so Republicans are raising money 2-1 against the Democrats. Americans are fighting back. They're awake. So the Democrats simply said, okay, we're not going to let you place your ads, which is total and complete election meddling and voter suppression. And I said 2 weeks ago, if Trump doesn't act on Twitter now and doesn't follow the court filings in the right courts where they aren't Democrat judges, because we can't wait for it to go to the Supreme Court, if we don't get injunctions now, if he doesn't take action on a lot of different fronts, they're going to do it on Google and Apple and Facebook. And lo and behold, that's where all this is going. Facebook is the last company that we know of that said about a week ago that they're not going to restrict political ads completely. That's why Sacha Baron Cohen and the ADL came out last week and said, we're going to arrest Mark Zuckerberg if he doesn't let us have full control of his system. And they attacked Trump by name and talked about upcoming elections and how there was this big lie of replacement migration for America and Europe when that's an official UN plan. So again, this is for all the marbles. They do not respect Trump. They do not respect American law enforcement. They do not respect the American people. They do not respect the Pentagon. They do not respect the rule of law. They have their people in place everywhere. And Trump keeps criticizing criticizing the censorship. They think he's weak because at every test, Trump and the American people have failed. At every test, when they censor more and more and more, nothing's done. And so I said this 6 months ago. I said it a month ago. I said it last week. I said it on Monday. The last thing they're going to take is the political advertising. And then they're going to clamp down on individuals being able to share information even more. And that's now been done because Trump and the Republican Party have failed. And listen, the Republican blue bloods, in my emergency message to the president from earlier this year, I asked 4 or 5 months ago, why is President Trump committing political suicide? And I said in that, it's because the political class is going to make a couple $1 billion off of this election. And they don't care if all the grassroots people on the internet get shut down who are supporting Trump and supporting America and supporting nationalism and want our country to go on just existing. Even though we don't make any money off the political campaign and they're not seeking money, they still see us as competition. So they're more than happy to see all of us silenced, because what does that do? That's just more money for them, and that makes Trump more reliant on TV ads, radio ads, print ads, and the few platforms where he's able to actually run ads. But you see, now because Trump failed the test, they're now going to silence him as well and silence the politicos who want to be able to run the ads but not have them be effective, because they secretly want Trump to lose, because they want the gravy train and the lobbyists and things to continue into the future in the solid America. So Trump and his campaign chairman have absolutely miscalculated. They have screwed the pooch royale. And with 346 days left and counting, if Trump doesn't have devastating action within a month or two maximum, with indictments and investigations and injunctions filed, letting free and equal access to the marketplace of ideas, it's over. During all the campaigns of the past 50, 60 years, there have been cases where newspapers, TV stations, radio stations wouldn't let people run ads. And there were lawsuits over it, not letting other candidates have access to that. There are laws on the damn books. But the politicos think Trump is stupid. So it is an emergency to get this message to the president, for everybody to call the White House, for everybody to call Congress, and for everybody to realize what's really going on here. Now, even if Trump sits there on his hands and continues to suck his thumb, he's a nationalist, he's pro-gun, he's been defending the border, he's been trying to bring our industry back, he's in a trade war with China, I still totally back him. So even if they're going to be in a catatonic state, it's up to us to hit the streets, third dimension, protest, demonstrations, call into C-SPAN, call into talk radio, go and take over all these Democrat public events like we do with the armored vehicle, jacking into the media, go to live football events, jump on the TV screen legally and lawfully, get information out there. Epstein didn't kill himself, Infowars.com. People will then come to Infowars.com once it's associated with exposing the Epstein situation, which we're the groundbreakers of, and that will become part of the narrative of people not just knowing about Epstein being murdered and showing that they're not being lied to, showing that they're aware of what's going on. It'll also then tie it to Infowars and the larger nationalist movement that we've launched that is absolute kryptonite and coffin nails to the New World Order. So Trump is now finally waking up. We've got a chance that we absolutely slap the White House upside the head and wake them up to still turn things around and win this election that's critical to restoring the Republic. But all of you need to go bullhorn the White House and tell Trump to take action. All of you need to send this to everybody you know that works in the White House. All of you who work in the Secret Service and other areas need to reach out and give the president this info like you've given him intel before. All of our futures depend on this now. I have told you exactly how this would unfold. It is unfolding this way. And again, what's going to come next is going to be even more insane if Trump and the Republicans let the Democrats ban them from political advertising. This is so the media and the universities and all the think tanks, all the little fake news organizations can pile up and absolutely demonize Trump, demonize America, and foment revolution and foment civil war. And then we're going to have radio silence and be unable to counter this. This is a total authoritarian move. So I cannot stress this enough. Mayday, mayday, mayday. This is an emergency message to President Trump. This is an emergency message to America. This is an emergency message to the world. If the United States falls to the globalists, it is going to be worse than the old Soviet Union and worse than Nazi Germany, and all of you are in danger as well. We are under international attack by globalist forces, and the Chi-Coms ganged up with collaborators inside America against us. There is no foreign meddling except by the globalists, but we need foreigners, people all around the world, to also spread the word about what's what's happening in America and aid us from outside the country by coming into message boards and coming into the news and coming into letters to the editor and pointing out what's really happening and understanding that Trump's fight is the world's fight and is all of our fight. Again, Trump must take action now. Trump must take action now. He must not just take action on these political ads. He's going to lose even if they reverse on that. He's got to let the free speech come back. They've got to take action now. This must be done now. There's no more time to play games. I've been proven right. This is all happening in front of everybody's face. Now is the time. Back to Owen Schroyer and live coverage of this. But whatever you do, folks, this is a maximum effort on this situation to get President Trump to take action and stop voter suppression and election meddling. You have been warned.
Very strong public supporter of Hillary Clinton, yes.
So you're not dismayed that people voted for her, but your testimony is that Google is, through bias in search results, manipulating voters in a way they're not aware of.
On a massive scale, and what I'm saying is that I believe in democracy, I believe in the free and fair election, more than I have any kind of allegiance to a candidate or a party.
And looking forward, if I understood your testimony correctly, you said in subsequent elections, Google and Facebook and Twitter and big tech manipulation could manipulate.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
So, in the last segment, you heard Alex Jones breaking down Google's election interference, election fraud, election manipulation, colluding with the Democrats to do it. But it goes beyond that, and I'm going to break that down here in this segment. So, when you see the headline, or the headlines, about Brad Parscale and the Trump campaign accusing Google of suppressing voter turnout, just know that that's the tip of the iceberg, and you hope that President Trump and his 2020 campaign realized that. But you know what? Hope is not enough, ladies and gentlemen. Action is what is needed. To tweet out these stories to Brad Parscale and the president and everyone on his campaign team and the Trump war room and all of it. Talking about the censorship, showing how it's an issue combined, calling the White House, calling your member of Congress. But let's go deeper into this, because it goes beyond Google, but let's hammer Google out here, because they've been exposed. This is not a conspiracy theory, what Google is doing. Here's some headlines, and we had Zach Voorhees in studio this week, the Google whistleblower, goes public. I saw something dark and nefarious going on. What's he talking about? Talking about how tech is taking sides. What does that mean? The search results that you get are curated to only see one side of the aisle's perspective, or what they want you to see, better yet. And so you won't see the Clinton body count on Google. You won't see positive Trump news on Google. You won't see positive news on anybody that they want, only negative. And then the reversal is true. If they want positive news about you, they will only provide that in their search results. There's NBC News. Google search algorithms are not impartial. They can be biased just like their designers. So what do you think is going on? Senior Google engineer goes public on camera. Tech is dangerous. Taking side. Project Veritas has learned that Greg Coppola placed on administrative leave by Google. That was the other individual. Insider whistleblower. Google machine learning whistleblower goes public. Burden lifted off my soul. So this is just what Google is doing. Here's a perfect example. Let's try this in real time. If you search Jeffrey Epstein on Google, it used to pop up American financier. American financier. Not criminal, pedophile, not sex offender, not sex trafficker, American financier. Oh, and it still is there. Now, of course, Google can't bury all the Epstein news like they would have in the past. But you can apply this same technique and just guess what will show up if you search a Hillary Clinton or a Donald Trump. All negative headlines about Donald Trump, all positive headlines about Hillary Clinton. And so while that in and of itself is an issue when it comes to public perception, it's a bigger issue when, as the Trump campaign addresses it, voter depression because how many people won't go out and vote for a candidate because they only see negative stories about him on Google, a.k.a. Trump? And, of course, that's their goal. But that's just one level of it. I had the crew print out all the different community guidelines on Instagram, the standards on Facebook for hate speech, appropriate for their audience. Snapchat. You know, it's funny they talk about sexually explicit content on these platforms, yet that's all out there. But a conservative that supports Trump, they'll get shut down immediately. Abusive behavior, hate speech, all this content in the community guidelines for Twitter, for Facebook, for Snapchat, for Instagram. Yet I guarantee you, we won't do this in real time. You can go find the most sexually explicit stuff on all these platforms if you really wanted to, but you won't be able to find InfoWars Live. They'll make sure that gets shut down. You see how that works? Why Instagram's new anti-bullying filtering is so dangerous. Forbes. Zero Hedge. Russian trolls have virtually no effect on U.S. Twitter users, according to Duke University research. Well, why would that even be a story? Because they use the straw man of Russian trolls as an excuse for their censorship. Oh, we're censoring Russian trolls when it's really thousands of Trump supporters putting content out there. And they just say, Russian bots. Twitter will remove dehumanizing content against religious groups, but that's only aimed in one direction. You know which way. Facebook, Google, Microsoft, Twitter, and ADL announced lab to engineer new solutions to stop cyber hate. Well, that just gets politically aimed. Facebook needs humans and algorithms to filter hate speech. Again, hate speech according to who? Facebook taps next-gen AI to detect hate speech. AI designed by who? So this is what they do, and then, of course, they can be specific. Facebook bans all content on vaccine awareness, including facts about vaccine ingredients. That's literally the insert they're banning. So you can go on a narrow-minded pathway and look at one issue and say, okay, Google manipulating their search results, Google manipulating their algorithms in a political fashion, whether they want to admit it or not, whether they want to say it's conscious or not. That's what's going on. It's been proven in real time. Insiders from Google know it's going on. They've come out. They've blown the whistle. They are real whistleblowers. It's well known. And so you can say, yeah, here's what that does for voter turnout when it comes to Trump support. But that's one issue. It gets back to the fake news. They'll only let fake news show up. You can't even open anything on Google Chrome anymore without getting anti-Trump propaganda. So, yeah, you know, as Trump's campaign manager, you might want to do something about that. You might want to be the winning campaign manager for 2020. And so you might want to look into all the censorship of Trump supporters on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. But beyond Brad Parscale, if you're President Trump, you might want to look into the intimidation that the Obama courts are doing to Trump supporters with the treatment of Roger Stone and Mike Flynn and George Papadopoulos. And so it's all the same issue. Big tech using its power to steal American elections. And they run fake news stories and engage in censorship to do it. It's a combo effort with the Democrat Party.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that
Without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, let me put a bow on this voter suppression issue that the Trump campaign, I guess, is finally aware of, or maybe finally realizing they need to take action. I'm not sure. Maybe you can spur them into action by calling the White House, tweeting at Brad Parscale, the Trump 2020 campaign manager, tweeting at President Trump, and just trying to understand if they understand that it goes beyond just what Google is doing. It's a combined effort with Facebook, with YouTube, with Twitter, and of course Google to really stop people from getting information that they've never had access to before. Well, what are you talking about? What was it that got Donald Trump over the hump during the nomination process for the 2016 Republican presidential candidate? Well, it was really, I mean, not just the InfoWars audience. I mean, I've broken this down before, but as a major wave and as a blockade against the intimidation, it was this audience. I mean, it was really only three names. It was really only Ann Coulter, Michael Savage, and Alex Jones. I mean, really, in the whole media, that was it, folks, that supported Trump through the Republican nomination process. And of the three, this audience is probably the biggest and more stubborn and more active. And so while other audiences would have been intimidated into supporting Trump, showing their support for Trump, showing up at his rallies, voting for him, not believing the fake news, just like Trump, this audience stood there like a rock and endured. And so that's why they had to get InfoWars off the air. That's why they're trying to suppress anyone else from getting on air, whether it be on YouTube or Twitter or Facebook, that may have any influence or any effect or any impact. Because they know there's still millions of Americans out there that just aren't politically active. Those are the votes that they're going for. But they know in a real true constellation of ideas, they don't stand a chance. What they're offering is death and destruction. What they're offering is lies and deceit. And the average American still sees through that. But if it's all they see and they can't compare it to anything else, then they just think they're crazy. Then they just think they're isolated. Then they just think they're alone. And they'll go with what they think is the winning team, which is hating Trump, which, of course, is the losing team. That's just the propaganda that they try to have confirmation bias, a facsimile, a faux confirmation bias, confirming their bias through their big tech, and then getting that into your eyes through your eyes into your head. When there is no other candidate that can get 50,000 people at a rally, Trump does it routinely. But then they show the polls as if it's real. But Americans are seeing through this, and so in a last-ditch effort, the left that runs the tech companies, who are basically working with Obama behind the scenes, they're doing everything they can to make Trump look bad and to, as Brad Parscale and the Trump campaign are now realizing, suppress voter turnout. They think that's the new way they can defeat Trump. So keep the public uninformed and misinformed. Censor the biggest voices that got Trump in office in 2016. And then use the power of big tech, of social media, to keep the public in a trance, totally unaware of what's going on. And then if Trump loses, pretend it's totally organic, even though they know they did it with the censorship, with the fake news, and with the propaganda. But that's just one issue. Because if you've got electronic voting machines that are rigged, well, I guess none of that really matters at the end of the day anyway, does it? But this story right here shows you where it goes from here. A 17-year-old girl talked about Chinese detention camps on TikTok. TikTok suspended her account. So just like the Chinese dictatorship, who runs TikTok, will censor any Chinese dissent on TikTok. That's what the tyrannical tech left does in the United States of America. And then you have people coming out saying Trump's a dictator. Man, you know, I don't wish Trump was a dictator, obviously, but, you know, part of me wishes he was maybe for just 5 minutes. Because, boy, you guys would be off our back and off America's back in a millisecond. You're the fascists. You're the dictators. You operate like the Chinese with their social credit score. That's why some kids growing up, indoctrinated into being white liberals, they hate themselves because they're taught, that's how you get in. That's how you succeed. That's how you beat the racism and the bigotry, is just hating yourself. Hating America. Hating individualism. Hating independence. But let me get into some of the other news here. Or you know what? Let me do this, actually, before I get into the fake impeachment news, because it all actually ties into this, at the end of the day, past elections. And this is actually so unbelievable. This is almost maybe the biggest story in America today. But it won't go covered. Judge rules in favor of Washington man who had gun seized over satirical Joker meme incel jokes. So you see, they're using social media as, and you know about the social credit score in China, but they're using social media as now the platform to look at with red flag gun laws. Oh, look at what he posted on Twitter. Take his guns. Well, wait a second. There's so many things that could be wrong with that. Doesn't matter. We'll figure it out later. No, innocent until proven guilty. Shall not be infringed. Doesn't matter. See, the tech left authoritarians run everything now. A King County judge ruled in favor of 23-year-old Charles Donnelly and ordered the state to give him his firearms back. Did you hear that? The state took his guns. Because he made a joke on the internet. So he puts up one ticket for Joker, please, and puts his guns up. Now you can say, hey, maybe he should be looked at. Maybe he should be investigated. Well, maybe. If he's obtained the firearms illegally, he's already had the background check. And if somebody thinks there's a serious threat there, well, I guess the FBI can obviously look into that. But he had his guns taken. He was disarmed. His property seized for a joke put on the internet. And again, you might sit here and say, hey, you know what? That's bad. We don't need that. Go ahead and censor that on the internet, or go ahead and take his guns. No, you see, that sets the precedent. That sets the precedent that you can just take anyone's guns or anyone's anything because of what they put on the internet. So yeah, while this decision by the judge is going to be ruled controversial, shall not be infringed. But it shows you the bigger picture, folks. They want to come after your guns. They're using the internet to rig your political elections and to take your rights. It's happening now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, let's take a look at the latest in the Democrat coup, the deep state coup against President Trump, against America. But let's paint the backdrop for all of this. S&P 500 rises for a fourth straight day, hits record high. And in fact, if I'm recalling correctly, crew, see if you can find this for me. I believe we've had now, I guess now it would be more. So what, I guess 115 stock market records since Trump has been in office. See if we can get a number on that. It was 114, I think, at the start of the week, but we've had new records since then. So, you know, just record stock market, record economic growth, record low unemployment. So the economy, I mean, you can say, oh, it's booming, it's not booming. People tend to be triggered by the word booming. Point is, the economy's working. It's going the right direction. Trump is doing what needs to be done to get that done. So just record economy numbers keep coming in, keep coming in, keep coming in. But the Democrats keep posing Trump as some anti-American operative or some Russian operative, even though he's giving Russia's biggest enemy, Ukraine, the Javelin missiles that Obama didn't. And then they say they're was quid pro quo in the Trump administration when there wasn't, but there wasn't in the Obama administration with Joe Biden when there was. So that's the backdrop for everything that I'm going to give you right now. CNN poll. Why is this so important? Well, we know that CNN polls are fake. Like they say, 50% of people want Trump impeached. That's fake. They polled of 100 people, 90 of them dyed-in-the-wool Democrats, probably 80 of them rabid anti-Trumpers. And then even of the 80 of the rabid anti-Trumpers, only 50 of them want him impeached. But so why is that important? Well, because their hearings aren't working. That's what it tells you. Their hearings aren't working. Adam Schiff and his lies are not working, but it doesn't matter. Dems move rapidly on impeachment with first Judiciary Committee meeting. Oh, so now Nadler, who's had a couple weeks off to give Schiff center stage in the impeachment, fake impeachment coup circus, Nadler, Humpty Dumpty, is back. And so now it will go from the bug-eyed, pencil-necked freak to the Humpty Dumpty fupa. I feel bad for his tailor circumference of the globe, Jerry Nadler. But they're setting dates. They're getting more impeachment papers ready. They're on a reason number 10. It doesn't matter. They have no information. The Mueller report didn't work. Remember last year around this time they released how did it go? What was the Mueller Christmas thing that they released a Mueller Christmas carol? How Mueller was going to deliver this year and impeachment was going to happen in the year 2019. So it won't matter. They'll keep going. And this headline is indicative of much more than is in the story. Impeachment cloud darkens Trump's Florida Thanksgiving break. Well, no. It's all about the quote-unquote impeachment cloud darkening America, destroying America, tearing this country apart. And then it goes on the Thanksgiving menu, turkey with a side of impeachment. They want you infighting inside your family. They want you tearing apart your family over this impeachment. They want it to tear American families apart. They want it to tear America apart. They want it to darken these times. They don't want anybody to be happy. They don't even want you to love America and love your family over Thanksgiving. And that's why they send camera crews out to colleges and the college students say, yeah, Thanksgiving's racist and bigoted and unethical. This is what they've done now. This is the left. And they're glad because misery loves company. Democrats push impeachment to next phase with December 4th hearing. So they give you the date. They hype you up. They send your college students into the liberal indoctrination centers called universities. And then they send them home pumped full of all this propaganda to go back during Thanksgiving and tell you how bad Trump is. Tell you how bad you are. Tell you how much America sucks. And you're like, wow, great to have you home. How's that turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes and gravy? Can you believe that Trump isn't impeached yet? Ah! Like, all right, thanks, college. Great job. But you see the cold civil war happening. DOJ moves to halt judge's ruling that McGahn must testify. So you have the Obama Harvard judge Jackson, no, not Berman Jackson, not that corrupt judge, a different corrupt judge, Ketanji Jackson. So again, it's the Obama deep state corrupt court targeting Trump, doing anything they can. All their last testimonies didn't work with, you can't even remember them all, Vindman, Fiona Hill. I mean, who are these people? They're irrelevant. They're nothing. So now they go for Don McGahn. Now they're going to try to get Don McGahn. And so an Obama judge just says, Don McGahn, you must testify. And it's just like, what? Who? Why? Doesn't matter. Don McGahn must testify. I'm an Obama judge. I'm a dictate. And I say, McGahn must testify. And this is totally out of their realm of power, but it doesn't matter. It's an Obama leftist judge. They're authoritarians. So then the DOJ steps in and says, now hold on, no. McGahn doesn't have to testify. You can't just dictate that anybody and everybody must testify because of your own political agenda. You cannot do that. You don't have the power. And so the Department of Justice did its job and said, no, one judge is not a dictator. One judge cannot just say anybody must testify in some fake impeachment scam that has no ground. But it goes on. You have the state of New York and all the anti-Trumpers up there with the attorney general and the mayor, the governor. Supreme Court blocks subpoena for Trump financial records. Yeah, Supreme Court says, no, Trump gets privacy. You don't just get, again, you can't just go get anything. You can't just dictate. That the left just thinks it's a dictatorship. We declare we get Trump's financial records. Supreme Court says, well, no, you don't. We declare anybody we say must testify before Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler. No, you don't. Who do you think you are? You don't run this country. But that's what it is. They believe they run this country. They believe they've been given the golden torch of social justice warriorship, and they've taken this role way too seriously. That's why they are liberal activists, progressive activists from the bench posing as judges. The prime example, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Literally embodies a skeksis. Literally is a skeksis who won't give over the Templar of power. She can't even show up, folks. Ruth Bader Ginsburg can't even write. She's in a damn iron lung. I mean, hey, may she rest in peace, but like, give it up. I'm not saying she needs to die. I'm saying you are not on the Supreme Court anymore. You're not a Supreme Court justice. You're posing as one. Of course, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was always posing as a Supreme Court justice when she was really a progressive activist from the ACLU. Now, she's posing as a liberal activist from the ACLU on the bench when she's actually a skeksis rotting in bed. That's Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That is the embodiment of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She's crumpling. She's dying. She has no power. She has no strength. She has nothing except the ceremonial power of her sitting on the Supreme Court in the program only. She's not actually there. It's like if you're at a football game and you're at the Dallas Cowboys game and the announcer comes on and says, and the Dallas Cowboys quarterback, Dak Prescott, and then nobody runs on the field. Nobody's under center. Nobody's getting the ball on the snap. Nobody's handing the ball off to the running back. Nobody's throwing the ball to the receiver. But, oh no, Dak Prescott's the quarterback of the Cowboys. Didn't you see him out there? He's not in the huddle. Boy, Dak Prescott really looked good today. Didn't even show up. That's Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but this is what the left has done, folks. So it's nice that we see the totalitarian dictatorship that Obama built in the political infrastructure for the left to have, but it's time for it to be shut down, and if they won't relinquish it, then by golly, do it with the Justice.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.